You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Ooh, hey, welcome. I forgot something. We just started already and I've already screwed up. Where's my bag?
What bag?
My bag. All right, hold on. Jody, don't say anything to our guests yet. We haven't revealed who they are and we haven't introduced them yet, but I got to get something very important out of my bag for the first segment.
Hold on. Okay.
Something you've been excited about. Jody, if that is indeed your real name. TJ and Jody's house, now proudly sponsored by Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Yay! Yay.
Now, why is that so exciting to you, Jody?
Because I love that place. I love everything about it. I love going to get the fresh flowers. I like to go to get the fruit.
Yeah, I mean,
chicken salad, pimento cheese.
And you're not just saying that. We've been using Josh's for years.
Ever since we've
known about it. Mm-hmm.
And in the fall, it's so great because they have apples and pumpkins and
homemade pies.
They have everything.
Amish jams and jellies.
And usually on Saturdays, they have special things.
It's like
things.
A carnival over
there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Like, what was it, last Saturday they had that lobster roll truck out there?
And the donuts. There's a donut truck that comes on Saturdays. It's so good.
Fresh seafood on Fridays and Saturdays. Like, you actually see them coming in from the coast.
Yeah.
In their trucks and all that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
So they're located at the YMCA in Mooresville. The big YMCA.
Yes.
Do you know the name of that street over there? Well, it's off Morrison.
Yeah. Lake Norman. Isn't it Lake Norman?
Yeah, Lake Norman YMCA. They're right there. Because they just had changed locations.
Yeah.
Because I think they're widening the road or some kind of highway project or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, do you ever make it where to get the fresh flowers before they sell them out?
Yeah, but you do have to be there early or they are gone. And they're such a great price and they're so pretty and there's so many of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you could go one day and do that for me.
I've been to Josh's many times.
Do they run out of flowers?
Oh, you mean to go buy you flowers? Yeah. No, I'm in there like looking for some honey or something.
Yeah, I know.
For me.
I know. I know. It's about you. I got
it.
All right.
Anything for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we have special guests to be on the show today. And I don't know if Jody's going to try to show out in front of them and all of that stuff like she normally does. And Mr. Todd is here doing the video and he's dressed like he just stepped off the set of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He doesn't. He looks cute.
I know. All the high school boys. Who's your homeroom teacher this year? He's 46, looking like he just came in off the soccer field. Huh. All right, so we'll get started next.
TJ and Jody's house.
TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, here we are back. And our very special guests on TJ and Jody's house today is my very, very much older brother, Todd, and his wife, Lana. Hey.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you seem like it.
So we got two Todds in the room. We got my brother, Todd, and Mr. Todd, video guy.
Right.
So. Oh, and Lana.
Hello, how are you?
Now, Lana has been my sister-in-law a long time before I even met Jody. Mm-hmm. What year did y'all get married? Like 1987.
86.
I was going to say, because I was a junior in high school. I remember. He didn't.
It's close enough. Within a year after that many years, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, women are usually like that, too. As long as he gets in the ballpark of remembering, they don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, they're here visiting us just for a quick trip, as our mom would say. They just came in, what did she say, for a fire? A
coal of fire.
Coal of fire. Just came in for a coal of fire and then ran right back out.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And we just got finished eating a huge Mexico lunch. So I'm a little lethargic and I need to go to the restroom. So are y'all nervous?
No.
No. He said you were nervous, Lana.
She is how he is.
She was sitting here groping me before we started, so I assumed that was nerves.
But she's always a little handsy with you.
Yeah, she was tapping my knee a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get handsy.
Which is gross. But I heard you were gone, Jody, to pick up the grocery order that we had today. And he said, well, I didn't know it was going to be on video, too.
Yeah.
Because all I brought were T-shirts. I would have brought something else. And then I said, well, I got some shirts. No, I'm wearing this. He goes, I did say that I would have brought something else, but I didn't, so who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I was just making a statement.
Yeah. I was just trying to help.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually kind of dressed up today.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually, ponytail, workout clothes, hat.
Stank. This is stanking.
I do not stink.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, I don't know. Todd made me nervous about what we were going to talk about, because when I asked him if he wanted to be on the podcast the other day, I called him and he goes, well, I don't know. What are we going to talk about? Like, what do we have that's in that tone? You know how he gets, Jody, where he's all negative and, you know, well, you probably can't relate to that.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a double whammy sitting here. Right?
Are we a lot alike? Do y'all think that Todd and I are a lot alike?
Oh, it's like Pete and Repeat here.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that at all.
I don't see that.
Really?
No. Well, that's one of the things that Riggins.
I hope y'all observe each other.
Riggins was asking me today. He goes, it's cool that your brother's going to be on with the podcast. Are y'all a lot alike? Do you you know, do you do a lot of things alike? Are you different? I don't think we're that much alike.
No. Not at all.
Well, we both, you know, don't take crap off women. That's about it.
Well, that's true. You know. Hence me being married for 34 years successfully.
Yeah.
You know, how many people can say that? Most weak men don't make it that long.
No, they don't.
They don't.
And if they do, they, you know, they wish they hadn't. Have.
Exactly. Their life's a living, you know what.
Mm-hmm. You can say hell.
You can.
Yeah. But I don't cuss. Were you going to say shit show?
No.
No, you weren't going to. That's right. He doesn't cuss.
Since when? 5 seconds ago.
Can we say that on the YouTube though, Todd? Or do you?
What?
Can we say the S word on the YouTube? Yeah. They don't flag us for that. Okay, it has to be the F word or something.
You can even say that. We just have to rate it.
Oh, you can say anything nowadays. Nobody has any morals anymore.
Right. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So how are Todd and I so much alike?
Well, that didn't answer the question.
Well, as you two have gotten older, I think you're more and more alike.
How?
You're both pretty negative.
Yeah, no, we're
negative
not.
To what?
Most people, of the, everything.
Oh,
life in general. What else, Lana?
I mean, they are so much alike. It's unbelievable, but I mean, it's just a pinpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I can just pinpoint.
Make the same old scowl.
Yeah, that same look that y'all
11.
Have. The 11, mm-hmm. Yes.
See, that one, everybody's that one. Stupid.
Yeah,
everybody's
you're
stupid.
It, you know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Just want to make sure.
But I won't even be doing anything. I can just be watching TV.
Concentrating.
And, yeah.
And then I get that mean look off your face.
And Jody will say,
you are
I'm going to slap that 11 off your face.
Yeah.
What are you? And I can be watching a serious show or something and just studying.
Just concentrating.
It. Yeah. Well, so that just tells me they have a problem with our faces.
Right. And an anger issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who's negative? Who's angry? Is it us?
And I think that's okay. What they do. They project their negativity onto us.
You know what? Thank God we are the way we are.
Yes,
and positive.
We are saints.
We level y'all out. Because, listen, and another thing that y'all are like, what were we talking about earlier? We said that
how can you remember? Y'all talked about so much since we've been here for the past 12 hours. I think you've covered.
Have some catching up
we had. Yeah, okay. We did.
By God, I bet you did it.
We're not finished.
Okay.
Y'all both like to be alone. You both.
So we like each other.
Yeah.
You're both obsessed with company. TV. I think y'all just get into that TV world to run away from the real world.
I would think most Americans enjoy watching entertainment on television.
Not nonstop, like a marathon.
Oh.
And don't let us leave the room.
Right.
Heaven forbid if we leave the room and y'all don't know where we are.
Mm-hmm.
You should be courteous enough to say, hey, I'm going to run here or there.
Yeah, and we just love you so much, we worry that you're not okay. Exactly. Wherever you are, we want to make sure you're okay.
You could walk in the other room, and I didn't know it. You slip, fall, break a hip. I'm sitting in there watching Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
Yeah.
You could lay there for hours.
Hey, you better get on that, Gilmore Girls.
What were you watching when I came home from work?
Virgin River.
Okay.
I've watched it already.
Yeah. Jody, you might like that.
That's another thing y'all do. Y'all watch stuff over and over. I hate that.
I've watched Gilmore Girls six times.
Do you do that?
No.
No.
That makes sense.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You watch movies over and over, Todd?
A few.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
Not a lot.
Mr. Todd?
Mr. Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I mean, I don't finish a movie and then watch it again right away, but I could watch the same movie if I enjoy it. Once a month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how many times have you watched Gilmore Girls? Whole season?
Six times. I'm on the sixth time right now.
Yeah.
But at this point, I've seen it so many times, it's just mindless television. You know, I can sit there and not really have to concentrate on it, but yet be entertained at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And shouldn't have to be ridiculed while you're doing it.
Well, no, I really
should. Minding your own business,
right.
Not bothering anybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, at one point, I got into rewatching Frasier when it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come in every day, and I would watch a couple of episodes of Frasier. But every time Jody would walk in the room, she'd go, "You watching Frasier again?" That's all you do is watch Frasier. As she's breezing through the room, she's not even going to stop for anything. She just would just go, oh, yeah, nah, 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 and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, what am I hurting here? How am I bothering you?
Right.
They're so
mean.
They're just mean nitpickers.
They're mean.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, us.
Now, how are we different? In any way you think we're different? I guess not. No.
I mean, you're, and I'm sure is it because you're the older brother. You seem a little more angrier and mad at things. You are, but I see you headed that way.
And what she's trying to do is cut you off at the pass. She's saying, "Do not become like Todd." That's what she's saying.
Well, you'll know Todd if she starts inviting you to come back more and more and more.
Yeah.
It's because she just said, I'm going to have him around Todd so much that he's not going to want to be
exactly.
That way.
Haven't you said things before? And she negatively said, well, good deal, Todd.
Yeah, she'll go, okay, Todd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
But she says it in a loving way, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's one of the things that makes me angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are y'all so angry?
Oh.
What is it?
I think it's because of our level of intelligence.
Yes.
We go through the world at a higher, seeing things at a different level than normal people do.
Because we aren't sheep.
Right. And we can see through our intelligence that things are messed up that normal people don't see and they just accept.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
And we question things.
Mm-hmm.
And when we question it, we see reality. And it makes us angry.
Y'all don't go through a little fantasy world?
Fantasy world?
Fantasy
about
world,
killing people and stuff?
About people?
No.
Oh.
Killing people. Not killing people.
Yeah. We're not going to go shoot up a bank or anything. Not yet. But, I mean, I haven't made it to that stage.
But. No, but let's just follow his lead.
I'm 4 years ahead of you, though.
Have you ever wondered, though, Todd, and you just stop and go, okay, they are constantly talking about how negative, grumpy, grouchy, whatever it is that they say about us, but people love being around us.
What's the deal with that?
Why is it that?
Is it y'all or is it us?
Is this in y'all's world where y'all think that?
Look what I do for a living. I'm highly successful at making millions of people like me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like you or laugh?
I've been successful in sales for 35 years.
Yeah.
So y'all must be funny.
I mean, nobody ever says, I can't stand Todd.
No.
It's always, oh, Todd.
You know, he's a mess.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, he's a mess. He's something. Oh, Todd now, he's something. Where's old, how's old Todd? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just think that if y'all's descriptions of us were true, then it would reflect in our social standings in the public.
High.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
There's that.
All right.
Okay. We'll accept that.
Yeah.
And look at how much y'all love us.
It's so obvious.
Yes. We're not too much vested at this point. Mm-hmm. 35 years.
35 years. Ugh. Yeah.
Long time.
Good, though.
It's like 3,500 some days.
I know.
She doesn't mean that.
You remember when you first started dating Lana and she had that long hair that she used to paint. She would paint it herself blonde.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she
like
was beautiful.
Paint it with a brush?
Yeah, like go to Sherwin Williams.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Back then, it was like a frosting kit used to be.
Yeah.
Or a frosting kit.
Yeah.
So, well,
yeah.
It came with a brush.
Yeah.
And you brushed it on.
Yeah, and you know, she going to, anytime she can save a nickel,
I know.
She's going to do it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Do her own hair. Yeah, well, I'm saying it's good. It's
good. Her own nails and everything, mm-hmm. because they didn't have nail salons back then.
No.
We didn't have cell phones back then, no. Which is another thing I hate.
Oh, here we go.
Cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
You do? You hate?
Yes, I hate cell phones.
But yeah, we didn't have, especially where we were in Winfield, Louisiana, there were no nail salons. That was only in movies and stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
People go get their nails done.
Right.
But yeah, I was a teenager. When they met and all that. And I was against it from the very beginning. Against the two of them.
You loved her.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Mm-mm.
All the girls where I taught school knew him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Knew me?
Yeah, remember.
Oh. I'm sure.
Well, you were quite the ladies' man back then.
Well, still am.
Well,
this is where he was wanting this conversation.
Yes.
Keep on.
Oh yeah.
Everyone tell
what a place
he was. All the ladies loved him.
Well,
he was athletic and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, you came swooped in and beat him down, and that was all yours.
Yeah, y'all are welcome.
You beat me down way more than any football opposing team ever did. Just drive me right into the ground.
I know, you poor thing.
No, but you know, we don't really need to go into all of that. But what was it that they loved so much about me? Were they all like, oh my?
Because I bet he was sweet.
He was, and he had that mullet.
Yeah,
I mean, he had that Andre Agassi, whatever mullet.
Yes, yeah. And he was so sweet and funny.
Yeah,
I know.
And he was wearing an earring before earrings were cool.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He was a trendsetter.
But I wasn't in high school. I wasn't doing all of that.
No,
I couldn't do that in my school.
But he was at the big school, and I taught at a
rural school.
And the rural school knew him.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't know them.
No,
it was just that I've always, in whatever environment that I'm in, I've always been a celebrity.
I know. Toot, toot. I got it.
He was more of a Dawson on Dawson's Creek in high school.
Is this a Gilmore Girl thing?
No, Dawson's Creek.
I've never I've never seen that show. Was he?
It's about like Gilmore Girls.
I've never seen that one either. Cheeky type girl thing,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. But, I mean, now that you brought that up, Lana, people in the family used to say, he's never going to find anybody to marry. He's never going to want to get married.
Yeah, why?
My mama would say that because I was so picky about Well, we went out a few times. Yeah, I like her. She's nice and she's pretty.
See, I felt like you were going to get married because you were going to knock somebody up sooner or later. Yeah. I mean, it was inevitable.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
6 years after marriage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he couldn't get shit of you then.
Mm. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, and because I was so picky, I would go out with a girl and she'd be nice. And then my mom would go, "What happened to that girl you've been dating?" I'm like, I saw her wearing, bone colored flats with jeans and hose, or, whatever. They'd make or her grammar's bad and, little things like that.
Hmm.
But then when I met you, it was all different because your grammar was atrocious. But I fell in love with you, and I had to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw a difference in me when I met you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You were a one-woman man.
Yeah.
First time you'd ever been a one-woman man.
Mm-hmm. And and do you remember meeting her for the first time in mine and Ace's little criminal
of Across Eric, from the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bad apartment complex. That we
Y'all
were
on
in.
A date night.
Yeah, we were.
In your Corvette.
Yeah, we were.
Gosh, you remember that?
Golly.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jody was wearing not be any more of a 90s tracksuit. It was all those patches of bright colors.
Yes.
And it was made
like
out
a
of
windsuit.
That. Yeah, it was a windsuit made out of that stuff. When she would walk,
she had the big hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And Lana, what was your question for Jody? Do you remember?
I do.
Do you know how to clean up a kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
And you know why?
Yeah, lean into the microphone a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Tell everybody why.
Because you brought one girl home who tried to put a hamburger down the sink and it didn't have a disposal there. And it stopped the sink up.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever brought a girl home that helped clean the kitchen after the meal.
They would get
up. And back then, that's what women did.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore, which I don't like.
Which is another thing wrong with the world.
Exactly.
Mm. They would not help
clean
or do anything.
Well, I don't know. I mean, are you going to try to help Lana? I mean, she's...
Yeah?
Well, no. She's just jumping up, slinging, throwing. They were probably scared to death of her.
She was a coach.
Mm-hmm.
She intimidated young girls.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That's
what
job.
She did for a living. To intimidate young girls.
But I guess I didn't intimidate Jody.
No. And you still don't.
Uh-uh.
Here I sit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you still there? We were talking about her, not to her.
Yeah, and they saw that that I was going to be different with you.
But you weren't.
But I weren't.
Mm-hmm. And she was different. To the other ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, know. Which is why she...
I could do dishes.
You
know.
And you weren't a whore.
I wasn't a whore.
Yeah, that was one difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we were... you don't realize how young you were when these kinds of things were going on in your life because you look back and... I was 24 when we got married, and by today's standards, people getting married at 24, somebody's pregnant or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
It's not a, mm-hmm. It's not usually the thing. Like your son just got married a couple of years ago, and we're talking about how long they were going to wait to have kids, and that he'd be 35 or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's pretty normal now.
Yeah,
and we waited a long time before we had any kids. 6 years.
Yeah,
most people don't wait that. Didn't wait that long back then.
No.
Like we'd be rid of them. If we'd have started a little earlier, Jody, we'd already be free from those children.
I know.
You're never free from them.
No.
No. They're always on your payroll.
To a certain extent.
Oh, no.
Your boys still are.
No.
They're all in there.
No,
they're like 40.
We enjoy helping them when we can.
Okay.
It's not that they have their hand held out by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, we're not going to enjoy helping ours. When they got jobs and stuff.
Right.
Right.
We're helping ours
now. We're helping now,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they need to go on and help us maybe down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That girl one's really pretty. So, I mean, we've been trying to get her to be a model or something like that
right.
So she can support us. You know, Jody could be her conservator like Britney's dad is, Britney Spears' dad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make all kinds of money.
Yeah.
But you've done pretty well for yourself, Jody, not having an education or anything.
Oh, my God.
And why didn't I finish my education?
Because your ass is dumb.
No. Why? Because
you're dumb.
No, why?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
You do know.
What?
I had to go with you wherever you moved, and I was going to school at the time. And every time we changed states, I would lose all my credits and have to start back over again. That happened several times. Then when we came here, you said, you don't need to worry about going to school. I'm going to take care of you. You can be a stay-at-home mom. Yes, you did.
I don't remember that.
Did he mention throwing it in your face years later?
No, but now okay. I have to endure this crap.
None of that happened.
It did happen.
That did not happen.
It did. It did.
Mm-mm. All I said was, the only thing you have to worry about is staying pretty, and you've done that.
Well, isn't that a nice comp? That is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just dumb.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I was joking about you being dumb. Mm-hmm. But uneducated doesn't mean dumb necessarily. I'm uneducated, and I'm very intelligent.
We all know
Everybody knows that.
Anyway, kids, go to school. Whatever you do, get your education.
Todd, I told everybody on the show, it wasn't on the air the other day. It was all of us just talking about the prank that we did that time on our dad, whenever he came in and whipped us for
reading the Bible story.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For jumping on the bed. We had just gotten a stereo, one of those big console stereos for Christmas. And it had microphones that you hooked into it and you could record your voice onto a cassette. So, Todd had an idea for us to pretend like we were wrestlers and record it like a wrestling match. And so we were wrestling on the bed, and our dad would...
How old were we?
I was probably 10, maybe 10, yeah. Or maybe younger than that, yeah. 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And so you would have been...
14.
Okay, 14. And then he said, let's record it like we're wrestlers. And our dad would go, stop jumping on that bed. I hear y'all jumping on the bed. And he never said that. He told us before, earlier in the day, stop jumping. Y'all better quit jumping on that bed. Yes, and da, da, da.
We were warned.
So the recorder was running for a long time while we were in there wrestling and all this stuff. So then all of a sudden, he comes busting in the room with his belt and just swinging it. And he's just hitting. Not asking questions.
I told y'all about jumping
on that bed.
And we're hollering, no, daddy, no, oh, no, no, daddy, oh, please, no, daddy.
Yeah, all of that was, obviously that was real. And then he goes to the door and he turns around and he goes, if I catch you doing it again, it's going to be twice as bad, or I'm going to come back in here, whatever he said.
Where you at?
Where are you at? Well, after we settled down, Todd goes, my real name is Richie. Richie, do you realize we were still recording all of that? And I said, oh, yeah. So he said, I got an idea. So we marked the tape on the little counter thing of where he busted in the room, and we rewound it and recorded over all of the wrestling part. Todd went and got a book of Bible stories.
From when we were little.
Yeah. And he started the recorder, and he said, hey, Richie, how about a Bible story? And I said, oh, that would be great. Will you read it to me?
You're such rats.
And he starts reading, and it was the story of Cain and Abel. And he's going through, and he goes, and then Cain struck his brother Abel. I would never strike you, Richie. And it was just go on up until we stopped it.
We're watching the counter, you know.
So we stopped it right at when it hit the part on the counter, and it was flawless. Because I said, hey, Todd, let's get up on the bed where it's a little more comfortable. Okay, Richie. So we got up there, made a big noise like we're climbing up on the bed. And then here we are reading the Bible story. And the next thing you hear is, why did I tell you about getting on that bed? And so then we skipped past that part, and then Todd turned the recorder back on and goes, Richie, I don't think Daddy wants us to read our Bible stories anymore.
God. We played it for our parents. They got a kick out of it.
Yeah. And he, when we called him back in the room, this is a couple of hours later when we finally got it done, caught him back in the room, and he still had his belt undone for some reason. Just running around the house with his belt swinging.
Mm-hmm. Goodness sakes.
But that's kind of stuff we did all the time. We entertained each other.
Yes.
I mean, even though there was a huge, a pretty big age difference, we still hung out a lot together.
We were best friends.
Yeah.
We had each other.
Because Lord knows we didn't have nothing else.
Isn't that the truth?
Eating sand sandwiches.
Yep.
Poor.
He slept with me till he was 12. And finally I said, you know, Richie, I'm 16, you're 12, and I know you enjoy being with me and the closeness we share and everything at night, but you probably need to sleep in your own room, because he did have his own room.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it's not that right. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the way I look at it, if I sleep in your bed, you've got to make it up. If I sleep in my room, I've got to make my own bed up. So he had been using me since he was like 8 years old. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because he didn't want clean.
Exactly.
But we'd laugh, and then when they'd yell at us every night, stop, laugh, go to sleep, stop laughing.
Hey, do you remember when we got dropped off at the movie theater on a Saturday and watched the 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock movie, then again on Sunday to watch the 2, 4, 6, and 8? And it was the weekend that Smokey and the Bandit came out. And we watched Smokey and the Bandit 8 times that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We watched it so many times, we memorized every line in that movie. And we would lay in bed at night and recite every line in that movie back and forth.
Yeah, because we ended up watching it a total of 16 or 17 times. Yeah.
It was like two weekends we did that.
Because that was our babysitter. My mom, we could pay one price and sit and not have to leave and watch all the showings of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay, so it like started, this whole thing of watching things. And
maybe that's where it started.
Maybe so.
I think it did.
We could do the same thing with Andy Griffith episodes.
Oh, yeah, I still watch them.
Mm-hmm. That's how I learned how to measure what a half hour is.
TV shows.
No, just because we got up super early one Christmas morning because we were ready to go see what Santa brought us.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us, no, Santa hadn't even come yet. You got to go back to bed. You got at least 2 hours, 3 hours before Santa's going to be here before you can get up. And I didn't know how long that was. And Todd told me that's 6 Andes, 3 hours.
Six Andy and you Griffiths. Related, didn't you?
Yeah. And then we didn't go back to sleep. We sat there and we had an old alarm clock. And Todd would hold it and go, okay, 4 more Andes.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
I guess you could say that TV and movies and stuff like that were an escape.
Yes.
For us.
Do you think that's affected what they claim is a problem now?
And if so, I think they're just being very, harsh and cruel about the difficult childhood that we had.
They both had relationships with their parents where they did family things together.
Mm-hmm.
You and I watched TV together.
Right. So how do y'all feel now?
Yeah.
You two bullies.
Just fine.
Feel pretty shitty, I guess, since I can say that.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Somebody said today that, Jody, you don't like it when we have guests on the podcast because it takes attention away from you.
Somebody named you.
Could have been.
Because I love to have guests.
You do?
I love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't like it when we had the kids on that day. You hated that show because we had gone to lunch on Sunday and came over here.
I was really sick that day.
Oh, that's right. Did you have the variant?
Did not have a variant. No, but I didn't feel well that day.
That's right.
Yeah. I love to have people in here.
Was that because of like some kind of sickness or something, or was it your monthlies?
I think it was my mental pause.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad day.
Your mental pause.
Mental pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you all past that, Lana?
Way.
Okay.
Didn't affect me.
Didn't, of course.
It affected me. You know, not that anybody cares.
Please.
Perhaps you went through it unscathed. But I, on the other hand, deal with it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that at a later time.
Okay. Aww. All right. So what are we doing now? We're recording. This is Friday, early afternoon. So we're going off sightseeing and stuff.
Yeah. And you're going to cook a nice meal this evening.
Oh, I am? Okay.
I look forward to it.
Tomorrow we have a little 21st birthday party for Lainey and her boyfriend.
They're twins.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have plans.
Okay. Because I could use a beer.
Okay.
Jody doesn't.
I have a great idea.
Jody doesn't let me drink beer at restaurants anymore because it's too expensive.
It is ridiculous.
It is.
Thank you.
So.
I think that I have a good idea. Go home. Go to your puffy couch. There's two seats.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on Gilmore Girls or whatever y'all like. Get your drink and enjoy that. And then Lana and I, we'll go to find something fun to do.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Okay. All right.
We're fine with that.
Yeah. Cool.
Handle it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited now.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's house, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's house, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.